Blog Talk Radio.
John's on the line, and I'm going to make an introduction in Russian by the Ukrainian president, Zelensky. He's a former comedian and was on national TV in the Ukraine, and I thought I'd do a bilingual thing for a couple minutes. John, sorry to cut your song off. You're not on the air yet. Just one moment.
Белобородько, самое главное, а второе, конечно же, это ответ всему политическому истеблишменту. Люди хотят что-то новое, а я тут ни при чем.
Кстати, мы же все понимаем, что это твой человек.
Нет, я был уверен, что Белобородько это твой человек.
Ясно. Если не твой, не мой, значит, это человек Рустама Ашотовича.
Господа, клянусь, я не имею Белобородько никакого.
Много всего нового научиться. Посмотри, как пишет собака.
Я обещаю вам піти в президенти України. І одразу виконую. Я іду в президенти України. Давайте зробимо це разом. З Новим роком. Там я никакая не игрушка в руках Коломойской. Не был бы игрушкой, честно говоря, ни в руках ни одного из этих людей.
If you're a man of principles,
yes.
Why are you working for a man who the anti-corruption authorities say has stolen all this money from the people of this country?
Все каналы у нас принадлежат олигархам. Все крупные предприятия принадлежат этим группам. Получается, что мы все люди в Украине, 40 миллионов людей, без принципов. Мы все работаем на этих предприятиях.
I'm cutting to the show now. So I'm doing an introduction, John, and then I'm going to pull you in. So there's been talk this week about compromise between the United States presidential office and what his intentions were regarding contacting President Zelensky, who was formerly a comedian and has only been in office since May. President Trump made 8 phone calls between July and now, pressuring the new president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, to investigate Joe Biden's son, according to people familiar with the matter. And Rudy Giuliani was involved with this probe. And most people believe that it was Trump's intention to potentially harm Joe Biden. He told him that he should work with Mr. Giuliani on Biden, that people in Washington wanted to know what the story was on Hunter Biden, who formerly worked for an energy company there. Mr. Giuliani had suggested Biden's pressure on the Ukraine to fight corruption had to do with an investigation of a gas company for which his son was a director. A Ukrainian official stated last year he had no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden or his son. Now, that was the Ukrainian's official report. Mr. Trump in the call did not mention a provision of the U.S. aid to the Ukraine, but it was later reported that he was holding $250 million over the Ukrainian president's head for cooperation in the investigation. The interactions between the president, Giuliani, and Ukraine have come under scrutiny in the last few days because of a whistleblower complaint in Washington, D.C. on the federal level that a person familiar with the matter said that there was involvement with Trump's communications with a foreign leader. The complaint, which the Washington Post received from centers on the Ukraine, had prompted a new standoff between Congress and the executive branch. Separately, lawmakers are investigating any connection between the review of foreign aid to the Ukraine and the efforts to pressure Kiev to look into Mr. Biden. Now, I'm going to stop there. I do want to make a statement, though, that the Ukraine has only been independent since 1991, and they've only had 6 presidents. And in 2014, Russia invaded Crimea and then backhandedly invaded the Ukraine. So the citizens were already conducting protests in the Ukraine when Russia sent plainclothesmen, but it was actually military and unidentified costumes from Moscow trying to start a propaganda war. And what they did is they entered both Crimea and the Ukraine. They just bulldozed right through without identifying themselves and tried to overtake small towns and land. Now, in the Russian piece that I posted in Russian language, they were discussing Igor Kolomoisky, who is one of the owners of a television show that Zelensky performed a television show on for 5 or 6 years before he became president. Well, the media was accusing Kolomoisky of defrauding billions from people in the government. And Zelensky said that all of the Ukrainian television stations are owned by oligarchs and wealthy people, but he still chose to get his message across through them. Good evening, John. How are you doing this evening?
Privet and greetings, Comrade Jane. How is the Red Army?
Dobro utro. Privet. Just fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Das ist gut, my friend.
And I was trying to present the information without trying to take a side because I just started looking into it an hour ago. Now, a Canadian news source called the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting System, said that, like, Trump was using his presidential office as a power brokering way to obtain information. And another place called Sky News said that he was trying to barter this $250 million in promised aid in exchange for information. What's your take on this story?
Oh, there's several takes. One is that the President of the United States is supposed to talk to other leaders of other nations and talk about international affairs that affect both countries. Now, what's interesting is there's several backstories. One is, where did the leak come from? Who was the whistleblower? Most fingers point towards Sue Gordon, who was passed over for the NSA, and she's a little pissed because Trump didn't pick
her. It's a woman, you mean?
Yes, she was next in line when Trump replaced the NSA director. And so she was next in line, and he said, oh, I like Sue Gordon, that wouldn't be bad, but he was looking at other people, and he wanted to have John Ratcliffe, remember that? And everyone jumped up and screamed and said, no, Ratcliffe. So Sue was going to step in, and then at the last moment, Trump picked someone else. But now that's just hearsay. What is actual news is Adam Schiff was the one who leaked the story. Adam Leaky Schiff.
And who is Adam Schiff? Isn't he in the Congress?
Quite. He's been the one who opened up the whole, when they did the Mueller investigations, he was in charge of doing the opening statements. And he was just like Nadler is in the House, Schiff is in the Senate as far as directing these probes. So what was interesting is that the story.
Now, where did you get the name Sue from? Sue Gorman?
Sue Gordon.
Yeah.
Sue Gordon. And she worked with
Sue
the NSA.
Gordon.
She was next. Yeah, Sue Gordon. Now, and she's not a very pro-Trump person. So part of this is Trump likes to do things to expose people, like, oh, who put out this, this is inside information. You're listening to the president.
I did see an interview with him.
And these people are leaking information. What if the president's talking to North Korea? What if he's talking to Iran? What if he's talking about sensitive information? And they're just, we got to leak this stuff out here. So now here's the story. It's in 2014.
Let me know when you're done, and then I have a question.
In 2014, there was a company called Burisma was formed. It was a little bit controversial. It was an energy company. And they started to get investigated because, as you know, funny money tends to fund a lot of these things in certain connections with the oligarchs and so forth. Well, they got into a problem that the London banks froze their accounts. Well, the money that was going in was frozen. Now, you don't freeze an account unless there's a problem. It's the one thing you say, oh, well, I'm going to invest this or that. But if you go to your bank account, it's like your bank account is held. That means there's a serious investigation. So they had problems. So what did they do? They called up Hunter Biden. Hunter is son of Vice President Biden at the time. He had a friend named Devin Archer. So they said, we need a little help here. So Hunter goes back to the U.S. in April. He joins Burisma on their as part of their team. He had no energy experience whatsoever, but he had legal connections. So he meets with John Beretta, former Obama Justice Department officer. They bring in several U.S. consulting firms, and they start to represent Burisma. He makes $83,000 per month, which in a year is $960,000, which rounded up is $1 million. He gets $1 million a year for 3 years, plus perks. Meantime, the Ukraine says, hey, wait a second, the vice president's son is involved. Now imagine, this is like Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. going to Russia and helping out a team legally, an energy or a uranium company to help them out legally, right? Think of the conflict of interest, right, with Ukraine, Russia, and, again, the president's office. So he goes over there, and Obama, in April of 2014, April 16th or 14, sends Joe Biden over to Ukraine, and he says, he tells them, you know, $1 billion was pending from the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. to go to Ukraine. He got in front of the press, in front of the cameras, and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, and by the way, his name was Viktor Sokin, I believe. If I'm leaving in 6 hours. If he's not fired, you're not getting the money. And then, quote Joe Biden, well, son of a bitch, he got fired. And that's what he boasted on, bragged in front of the press when he got back home. That's the story. So now they're accusing Trump of asking the Ukraine president to look into a matter when Joe Biden threatened $1 billion of aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was looking into his son's company in the Ukraine. Sham I am, green eggs and ham. And that's the fact.
I understand the background. I do have two comments.
Go for it.
I watched an interview, just one moment. I watched an interview with Donald Trump, and he said that if he was in contact with any country, and he used the example of Norway, and he was looking
right
into a possible big story, he would directly ask them, is there a story here, or can I find out information on this person? And he didn't deny the fact that he was looking for information on Joe Biden and his son. Now, since this is a bilingual show, I have another question, and I'll repeat it. Did Joe Biden's son have any special expertise in energy, and why did they choose him for this company? Secondly, is President Zelensky still subject to the oligarchs, or is he dependent on the United States for the $250 million in military aid to bone up against Russia?
Well, that's a good question. The amount that they were talking about is 1/4 of the money that was already threatened by Joe Biden that we never investigated, never looked at it. The Ukraine dropped the
matter. What do you mean by threatened? When he threatened to close off some aspect of that energy company?
Again, let me restate. In April of 2014, he flew to the Ukraine, Joe Biden. And he told their politicians, if you don't fire the prosecutor that's looking into my son's company, you will not get $1 billion. This isn't a maybe. This is a threat. I'm
leaving
in 6 hours. $1 billion. And within 1 hour, well, the SOB, he got fired. As I said, are you listening to me? He said, well, son of a bee.
Yes, I
he
heard
got
what
fired.
You said. Biden
well,
threatened
exactly
them. They got the money.
Hour.
Okay.
Right,
so,
and the matter was dropped. They fired the prosecutor, and the whole issue was dropped. This was under previous management. Now, here's the thing. Biden interfered. He threatened U.S. money and aid to the country to protect his son, and his son got the gig because he's the vice president's son and he has all these connections. Does anyone have an issue with this? How come no one's screaming about
this? So are both Trump and Biden guilty because Trump was trying to effectively barter $250 million to the military in exchange for information? So are both of them guilty?
Well, here's the question. Trump did not withdraw it. They did get the $250 million. And Biden's son has not been investigated. However, in Biden's case,
well, according to the Wall Street Journal, Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
So if you see what I'm saying, Biden did what Trump was talking about. Biden did it. He did the act. Trump did not withdraw the $250 million. He was, and I don't know the actual conversation. It'll be interesting to see the words. But the fact is they didn't withhold the $250 million. He did ask them, you should investigate this matter, and they should actually.
Okay, I have a bit of commentary.
I mean, Biden's
in
running
August,
for president of the United States.
Yeah, just give me a second. In August,
okay.
Trump administration began reviewing the status of the $250 million in foreign aid to the Ukraine. But in early September, Trump did release the information, which Mr. Giuliani said he was aware of. But in early August, Giuliani had mounted an extensive effort to pressure Ukraine to pump, you know, to provide information on this Biden interaction with the energy company. So they were, what I'm trying to say is that the money was released anyway, but it's possible that Trump and Giuliani got specific information before releasing the money.
Well, the point is, he didn't say, I'm withholding this information, now you have to do the investigation. And then they do the investigation and goes, oh, here you get your money. That would be, he would definitely be strong arming. Could it be a bribe? Could it be improper conduct? You'd have to take that to the courts. And find out, leveraging is done all the time. But the point is, leveraging was already done by Biden, and no one cares. No one says a thing.
I understand that point, and I will discuss that in a minute. I just wanted to add with my research that Giuliani met with Andrei Yermak in June in Paris, and another aide in Madrid in August, and they were trying to get to the bottom of the Biden matter. Now, earlier in the radio show that we had tonight, one Ukrainian official stated that both Bidens were not guilty of any wrongdoing. Now, I understand your point of view and where you're coming from, but there's two pervading questions here. Does Trump, as the standing president with presidential authority, have the right to investigate people who are running against him during an election cycle?
Well, that speaks totally to the Fusion GPS Hillary Clinton. Duh, Mueller investigation.
Well, at least we're having an intellectual conversation and not at each other's throats. So I'm trying to present it in a proper manner.
I'm having fun with this. No, the thing is, if Trump isn't asking about this stuff, who is? Joe Biden's going to be, if say he's the favorite in the Democratic Party, and then according to the polls, the fake polls, he's up by double digits. In fact, everyone is. You know, every candidate, according to the polls, is up double digits over Donald Trump. So let's just assume that goes to reality. Then technically, the odds are he is our next president. Unless he, you know, falls off the tarmac. So the question is, shouldn't we be looking into this guy who was working with Ukraine and the Russians? Isn't this what the whole last 4 years have been, 3 years have been about, investigating Ukraine and Russians? And here we have the guy going to be the president who threatened $1 billion and got what he threatened. They bribed him. I mean, like, here's your money if you drop this case, and they did. This is already a past crime.
Wondering how we got so much money to piss around. Now, my new question is,
I'm gonna
ask you in two languages, okay? So 1 second here.
Okay. Nice.
Почему он не послал кого-то менее заметного в Украину для расследования этого вопроса?
The fact of the matter is that Trump, in my opinion, in some ways, feels threatened by any opponent that he's facing. Why didn't Trump, with all his extra money, besides being president, send someone less visible to the Ukraine to investigate the matter?
Well, he could have said, here's the deal with what Trump's doing. I hope you understand the brilliance of this. It's like me standing at the U.S.-Mexican border and going, I did a crime in Mexico or something like that. Or I'm a Mexican, I'm standing at the border, and I did a crime in the United States. And you're standing there, and the agent is like, 5 feet away from you. It's like, hey, can you touch me? No, you can't. I'm on this other side. Now, if I step over this line, he got me. Trump may have talked, and haven't seen the transcripts. Let's just say he talked, assuming you guys should investigate this thing. And, we got a little bit of aid here, and we might have to kind of hold back. But he didn't cross the line. He didn't withdraw the aid, and they didn't go with it. Same thing with all these other, with the Trump Tower meetings, all these things. He gets to the line. He knows where the line is. He goes, I'm not crossing it. But the point is, he's bringing up stuff that other people have done that have crossed the line. And so the point is, if you say attack Trump, well, then attack Obama, Clinton, Holder, Loretta Lynch, on down Adam Schiff for leaking. You just go down the line. It's like if you apply the Trump standard. That's what I'm saying. It's if you want to apply the Trump standard, they all go down. And they go down worse because they've committed the crimes. He hasn't committed the crime.
Well, my question is, do you think Trump is sophisticated enough to see the forest between the trees? In other words, maybe he seized an opportunity and sent Giuliani as a henchman to go find out more information that he could use. But a whistleblower somehow got it out into the open that this is what they were up to. And now, whether he had bad or good intentions or deep or shallow intentions, right. It's out in the open now. But was he indeed trolling a foreign government?
Oh, Trump is a genius. Trump is exposing people.
I wouldn't call him a genius, John, okay? Because if he was a genius, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
You could call it, well, we're talking deep state. Did he send Giuliani? He didn't, right? He talked about Giuliani. Said, I'm going to go over there. Well, Giuliani, though, he never did the full investigation. He decided there's too much pressure over there.
But he still met with two officials that was documented.
Well, the point is the talks that when he started saying, I'm going to go over there and meet with them, he canceled it. The primary main meetings, he didn't go because it's not safe over there. There's too many people involved in it. And it was a bluff. The point is he bluffed them and they jumped for it. And so is Trump a genius or is he an idiot? It's like, well, he's playing them out and we'll see. Because what's pending right now? It's the FISA declass. William Barr, Horowitz, all this stuff. Who's attacking them now? Now they're trying to go after Kavanaugh. They're trying to go after Horowitz.
There was someone from within the executive branch who was the whistleblower in this case. It was someone who knew what Trump was up to.
And
it wasn't somebody in Congress. It was someone in the executive branch.
And how do you find out people? How do you find out a mole? It's like you set a trap. You go, hey, I'm meeting so-and-so on Wednesday, and then it's really Friday. And out comes in the press, oh, he's meeting on Wednesday. And you go, oh, now I know who I told that to. Now I know where the leak is. Yeah, there's a lot of deep state still there.
Cool.
A whole bunch.
Well,
and every
I
time
am not
they
pointing
jump,
the finger at anyone. We're still in the beginning stages of this story, but either way, it is another campaign election issue, and it to the general public who doesn't look very deeply, they see the left side sees Donald Trump as trying to vilify another potential candidate running against him.
Right, and then half of the public sits there and goes, "Oh my goodness, Trump, another scandal, and he's colluding, and he's doing this and that, and it's in the press." You know, where is it coming from? The press. Who leaked it? Democrats. Yeah. And here's the thing is over the next couple months, this is just going to be a drip. It's like, what did happen with Burisma? How come Hunter got all that money? And does anyone care about the Ukraine? We're working with the Ukraine and money, and we're working with Russians, with the Uranium One. When this stuff comes out, it's...
Well, I guess I see the vulnerability in the story because you knew about the Hunter Biden story months ago. But yeah. What I'm trying to say is that the Ukraine is a very vulnerable nation. They're at the hands of the Russian. Vladimir Putin doesn't fully approve of Zelensky. They're in a vulnerable position where they might be forced to compromise for money. And whether Joe Biden looks good or bad has no effect on me. You know, I'm hoping for a different. The reason why is because I really want somebody. I want somebody new in office, aside from the traditional power, like the concentrated power of each political party. I would like an Elizabeth Warren in there or a Buttigieg.
I was actually going to go to that point, and that is, do you really trust Elizabeth Warren with her policies, with her killing? You know they like to kill babies. You know that, right? You know that the abortion, we talked a little bit about this, about killing children.
You know, who
and
likes
selling
to
their
kill
pulse.
Babies?
Yes, when there's a heartbeat in the womb, and you take out the baby and you cut up its body parts and sell it for it's bought for $60. Parts it out to a technology.
Okay,
a
John, I'm not nothing personal, but I'm not going there tonight because
of course
just
not.
Just because somebody believes in
it.
Can you let me finish? Say Elizabeth Warren. It supports the law that protects abortion, and technically she might approve it at 12 weeks, maybe not 15 or 20. That doesn't mean that she abides by Planned Parenthood's policies the one time that they sold those parts for stem cells or whatever else. She didn't endorse that wholeheartedly. So don't put all
she
the
doesn't.
Democrats in the same boat.
Do you know
no, not all Democrats.
Brilliant.
But you know why? I could turn this question. Wait, can I turn this question around to you? I could call you a lousy American because you don't believe in enforcing laws that are already on the books. The abortion law is having an abortion is legal in America. And most women should get it at 12 or 13 weeks. That doesn't mean that every woman getting an abortion endorses. At 12 or 13 weeks, the babies may be the size of my hand. It doesn't mean that they all believed in. Every woman who gets an abortion in America believes babies should be chopped up and sold. That's really a low blow.
What do you think the baby will be if you wait another 4 weeks? Or the fetus,
baby.
And do you know that the tissue is not considered dead? It's living tissue, even if there's no heartbeat, eyes, or brain. It's living tissue. What does that mean? It has life. It's living with the mother. What do you think it is?
Okay, so is it?
That's murder.
So I'm only going to spend one more minute on this question. But is it your job as an American citizen and a male to determine what a woman does when she's pregnant? Is it your job?
I am asked. I am asked as a citizen to vote whether I believe in killing people, children, old adults, euthanasia, doctor prescribed suicide. We actually are allowed to vote and give our opinion. And some people like you or others believe that, yes, a woman has the right to kill the baby within her that she willfully chose to have sex with.
I didn't say I was pro-abortion. I never said I was pro-abortion.
So you're
I just said that I don't like the language that you're using as saying that people are pro one thing or another based on your definition. But I do know something. I think a lot of Republicans are pro killing poor people, because they allow people in poverty to have children, and then they don't want to help them, and they want to watch them die with no food. So now, do you like that style of conversation?
So you're
you don't care about people dying in Chicago. You don't give a rat's ass.
How many times have you gone and donated money and gone to the border and gave blankets to people in Tijuana, Ms. Hoffman?
I don't live by the border anymore. I donate money to my church.
You're making an accusation. When have you given $3,000 to someone to fight their legal case that wasn't born in this country?
I haven't, because I don't piss money away.
Ms. Hoffman, when have you spent weeks? Oh, now you're coming to
John,
the truth. You don't want to
John,
hear
I'm
you
not accusing you. I'm just showing you how dirty your arguing is.
No,
and
no,
I never
said
I was
care about people dying. You said I break the law.
No, I think you do care. But what I'm saying is that a lot of people who vote Republican don't want abortion, but they don't care about what happens to children after they're born, and then the parents cannot fully support the child, and they don't care about domestic programs.
I think you should listen
That's
to
my
your show.
Civil way.
Minutes. I think you should listen to what you just said when you said that I'm in favor of people dying because I don't care about supporting them. And I just...
No, I didn't mean it that way. I said it to wake you up, because you said that anybody...
I'm awake.
You pretty much said that Elizabeth Warren is a threat to you because she believes in having babies killed. Now we have a guest caller from the 803, and I'm going to suspend this style of arguing.
Okay.
I'm going to have this other... Hi, this is Jane from Political Gravity. We're discussing if Trump's proposed investigation and using Giuliani as a decoy, if he was trying to find information out from the Ukrainians about Biden's involvement and his son in their energy programs. What is your take on it, 803?
Well, my take is that Trump isn't doing anything wrong. Trump is the man, and Trump's been doing everything good. Look around you. The economy's well. How much you pay for gas?
Is this Pianke?
Maybe it is. Maybe
are you
it's
the
not.
Guy
That's
from?
Too good.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if you're the person who usually calls from Missouri. Or
that's nobody's
two
business,
of them, Missouri.
Trump is doing well. Can I speak? Trump is doing well. And like I said, how much is a gallon of gas that you pay? How much?
Well, right now it's more because Saudi Arabia is on fire.
No, you're stupid. That's what I'm saying. I paid $2.
Well, you're from South Carolina and you're stupid.
Yeah,
I paid $2.84. It just went up 50 cents.
Yeah, your mother's stupid too.
That guy's a jerk, John, and he hung up.
He is a jerk. However, I will say he was telling the truth. We have our own oil reserves. We're energy independent because of Donald Trump for the first time. That's because we're not panicking like the other countries when the Iran hijacks their ships and they, you know, make threats and drones and things like that, and everyone gets panicked. We're not panicked. It's like we have our own energy. I mean, it's like we'll help you out. We'll give you some. That's Donald Trump. And yes, you and Elizabeth Warren, everyone wants to take that away. Yes, Elizabeth Warren, if you vote for her, you are saying, I'm cool with a million babies getting killed a year. I'm cool with that. I'm, you know, it's like I really care about life except the babies. Because we can part them out.
I told you I'm not discussing abortion anymore, John. So you can, whatever you want to talk about is fine, but that's, no, I'm.
Why?
You know what? I'm not cool with the way people treat each other in this country. And I do think that Elizabeth Warren would forward the dialogue on people treating each other better.
And killing fetus baby, that's not nice.
I'm not going to discuss abortion with you.
Why
because
not?
Think about all the people in America who are alive. And how do we treat each other, the people who are alive? Not very well.
Well, we know how we treat the unborn.
Well, you know, if you want to focus on that as your mantra, go ahead. But that's not the topic of the show. And when I have people tuning in to us on iTunes and our Blog Talk Radio channel, I don't want to misrepresent the show. It's about the Ukraine and the trolling of the foreign government.
You are representing the show, and you have the final say. And what I'm saying is you voiced out you wanted to change. You didn't want Donald Trump. You wanted Elizabeth Warren. And I'm just sharing what you talked about. This is the candidate you support. You want her to be talking
I
to
I said
Putin
I want someone like Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg or someone like that.
Yes.
Who's not really mainstream and part of the apparatus of either party in the sense that they've been around forever.
Right. And Pete Buttigieg fought very hard against pro-life offices in his city in South Bend. He fought against it. So they couldn't have offices, and he supported the pro-choice groups. And he, again, is in favor of the A word, and he's in favor of impeaching Donald Trump, but he could care less about Joe Biden and his dirty little boy's work over there in the
How
Ukraine.
How do you know? He also served in Afghanistan as a war vet. He speaks 8 languages. And did you really research what his feelings are about those domestic issues you just mentioned?
Oh, yes. I think we could do a whole show.
Okay, well,
about,
I'm not going to discuss the A word. So I'm at work. We did the show 45 minutes. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is that when you open up the Pandora's box of politics, some people will talk about everything, and some people will edit, delete, and bleach bit the information. And I guess that's where we're going to go tonight. We're not going to talk about political subjects that are too hot.
I just think that this is what I have to say to you. The show is about the Ukraine, which is an arm of Russia in a sense. And
yes.
I think that sometimes when you run out of arguments, maybe that's really not your goal, but just a minute. When you run out of arguments, you hit me with low blows. All I said is I want somebody different than mainstream candidates like Joe Biden or people who have run before. I want somebody out of the ordinary, and you went to the abortion argument. I'm trying to make Elizabeth Warren, who cares about a lot of issues, look bad.
Well, you can go to any of the issues. You can leave abortion alone. You can go to the budget. She wants to spend billions and billions on green deals and to totally take out our energy program, our gas, our natural gas, our oil. She wants to forgive student loans and just spend. She wants open borders, and you can go anywhere you want with this. I'm saying for her as a leader to represent me, it's like no way in Dante's hell. If you're living
okay, well you don't like her.
You're living no.
But that wasn't my original point. My original point was just that I don't want Biden to win because he's just another repeat of an 8-year administration. You know what I mean? I want somebody completely different.
Joe Biden.
That's all I was saying.
Well, it's Biden's deep state. Biden's into this whole global new world order, and that's, you know, the UN, and that's Obama, and that's where it's going to go. But I mean, the point is, they have plans that are impossible. Now you're living the dream. You're getting in a car and you're going to drive somewhere to go home, right? You're going to turn on the gas. You're going to use your products. You're going to use your TV screen, all these wonderful things that are made in China. And we're living the capitalist dream. And these people are railing on the capitalist dream. They're railing on free enterprise and on,
not a capitalist, but I'm also not a socialist like you think I am. In most cases, I'm just a frugal single parent working two jobs. I'm trying to help my son buy a car. I'm buying two tickets to San Francisco by October 1st and blah, 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 blah. I don't have an agenda, but I am interested in what Trump wants from the Ukraine. And that was the topic of my show tonight. Unfortunately,
right.
I think Don fell asleep. Ben told me he couldn't call in. Wade's at large. And Albert and Mike Peters from New York are nowhere to be found.
Well, how are you going to get to San Francisco with your son? Are you going to bicycle there? Or are you going to fly in a plane?
No, I'm buying two airplane tickets.
Why are you polluting the planet like that and destroying the world? Isn't the world going to end in 10 years?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to end in 5.
Right. So do you believe in climate change? Do you think we're destroying the planet?
Because I want to see my family before I get raptured. Is that okay with you?
Well, we were talking about.
Do I need your permission to see my family? Because my brother-in-law is not doing well.
Well, you're going to kill the planet. We're talking about saving lives and all this stuff. The planet, you're killing us all.
Well, maybe I'll go up in flames. I'm planning to land in Oakland. So maybe I'll get stabbed on my way out of the airport.
We're all enjoying the benefits of it. Now, if we want to go Amish, go Amish. But I'm just saying we're all living the – a person can say, I'm not a capitalist. Yeah, but you're living the dream. You're living
the
dream.
I never said I was
wants.
A bohemian environmentalist.
Well, the people you're supporting are –
I think this conversation has become convoluted. So I have nothing more valuable to say, and yes, I'm going to buy airplane tickets to San Francisco that are about $318 right now for Thanksgiving, and if I wait another week, they're probably going to be $518, so I better hurry up. I don't have a political agenda.
There'll be no more planes after the election. There'll be no more planes. You better go now.
I think you and Ben drank from the same Kool-Aid.
It tastes.
And how
really
come
good.
You don't ever take airplane rides? Why don't you ever take airplane rides to see your friends?
Because I'm saving the planet so they can abort more. Well, no, so they can have more babies that will try to save the planet.
Well, I can't have babies anymore. But if
of
I did,
course.
I probably would have had it with the Trump supporter in Colorado.
Oh, that's true.
Some
You're surrounded
people,
by us, you know.
Some people feel very strongly about abortion, but my personal feeling is let's save the people who are already walking on the planet. I do believe that our country needs population control. Now, if Don were on the show, he'd say black people outnumber white mothers 8-1, and eventually black people are going to overtake white people anyway.
Oh, yeah, racist Don. But here's to keep it in a kind of calm, neutral thing. I mean, don't you think it's kind of weird that a woman goes to a clinic. Now, someone has to pay for it. I pay for the abortion, and the public does, or she does. You know, if it's not covered under whatever, you know, the state program is, you know, then she pays out of her own pocket. Now, when I was a kid, I used to have these comic books, like, you know, Spider-Man, Thor, X-Men, Fantastic Four, right? And they had a little value. And one day after about 4 or 5 years, I decided to sell them because, hey, I'm a dumb kid. So I go to the guy, and he looks at the whole pile of 200 or 300. He says, well, you know, they're not perfect condition. I maybe give you, $100 for them. Well, you know, looking back now, how much are those comics worth now? You know, he basically ripped me off. He knew, he was like, oh, this is a dumb kid. I'll give him, you know, like a 50 cents or 10 cents a comic. He'll take it. And then he's going to turn around and go, oh, this is a collector's edition. You know, it's worth, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. The point is, we sit there and go, the woman is giving the placenta or the fetus to them and paying them to take it out of her. She's giving them the money. Then they take that and they go, oh, well, I'll sell it to this other group, a bio lab, a research facility.
But did you know that whole that body part scandal didn't really start till a couple of years ago. And who knows if it would happen in every office. Now, from a pragmatic point of view, I went to college. I had 4 close friends at UW-La Crosse. We were all runners. And one of them became a doctor. And she was a Lutheran, and she believed in abortion because if a woman wanted to get rid of an unwanted pregnancy and the baby was under 8 to 12 weeks, go for it. It saves a woman more mental trouble trying to raise a kid by herself, or maybe the baby's daddy didn't want the kid, blah, blah, blah. Some people view it as a form of population control. I don't like when people... I'm just saying from a pragmatic point of view, it was an unwanted pregnancy in a career woman's life. It's an easy solution to a simple problem. Now, you don't view it that way, but a lot of people just view it as population control. Maybe they're heartless. Maybe they don't give a shit. Maybe they're not Republican or Democrat. Blah, blah, blah. But still,
so
the law, and they can do it.
Well, it used to not be the law. But here's the question: what's the difference between a child that's 1 year old, a child that just came out of the womb, a child 5 minutes before it came out of the womb, a child at 6 months, and a child at 3 months, or even 4 weeks? A fetus looks like, well, it's not really a human, it's just a thing. But then at what point does the thing become a human? And what has it been all the time? Is it non-human?
Well, I think, to tell you the truth, in the 70s, I think people didn't explore the abortion issue that heavily. They just saw it as, once the sex revolution began, they just saw it as a convenience. The baby in its infancy, whether it's the size of a thumb or the size of a, let's just say a cantaloupe, it's still a baby.
Right. And you know what they do in the abortion process? They get a vacuum and they just rip it into pieces. They tear off the head and the arms and this and that.
Yeah,
and
did you know at 8 weeks the baby's only 2 inches long or so?
Yeah. which makes it very
vulnerable.
They don't
rip it into pieces unless the baby's 5 to 8 months, like
well,
a midterm pregnancy.
And they put that vacuum suction thing in there, it rips it into pieces. And that's what it does. I mean,
okay. What do you want us to do? It's still legal in about 48 states.
It's legal because we made it legal. So does it, if we make something legal, does it make it right? If we make it
think you should vilify. If you want to talk about abortion, talk about it, but don't turn it into a partisan politic viewpoint, because there's plenty of Republican women who probably had abortions in a secretive manner. It's a moral issue. It's not a partisan issue.
So you're saying all those words to say that it's okay to kill a baby?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the reality is, I am saying the reality is a lot of women you're not listening. The reality is a lot of women have abortion, whether they're conservatives, liberals, rich, poor, middle class, college students, nurses. Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Anyone who has reckless sex, and like I told you guys about 3,000 shows ago, I knew a married woman who had an abortion because it was the wrong time for her to have it, according to her.
Well, let's go with that. Well, let's roll with that. Okay, so you have a kid, you just birthed a kid, kid's like 5 hours old, doesn't really have any memories, just can't talk, doesn't really communicate, can't even process them. It just cries because it thinks it's dying and it has no idea why, so it just starts screaming and crying. But it's like it's healthy, it's well, it's got food, it's got shelter, and the mother decides, you know, I can't afford this. This is just too much. I don't have a husband, I don't have a job. Puts a blanket over its head and snuffs it out. Now, is that good? Is that okay? Is that morally?
No, but let me ask you a question. Let's say a woman has a baby and she can't afford it and she's fully dependent on the system for health care, food stamps, and cash aid. Are you going to condemn that woman?
They're already getting my support.
On any level.
I mean, I'm paying
for it. Just answer the question.
So
if it was God's will
question?
To implant a child in her body and she carried it full term, but she was poor and she didn't have a job when she got pregnant and she still doesn't have a job at the time of delivery, is it wrong for her to live on welfare?
No, if there's a program, she should get the support. But you're throwing out two questions. Is this God's will? Yeah, God's will is for a woman to wait till she's married and has a husband to have a kid, and she chose not to do that, or she chose the wrong partner. But the other issue is, as far as she's responsible for her decisions. I'm not responsible for her decision. If she, that's also okay. If she goes down the store and shoots up a bank and they arrest her.
Yeah, but social programs are legal.
Am I responsible for her action?
The social safety net. You don't have to be responsible.
Right. She has to be responsible for her baby.
Is she responsible for? You got stuck working in a dying industry, which was office supplies, and you didn't know that it was going to collapse because of the internet and a bunch of other shit. What if she tried to blame your financial problems on that you're short sighted? Would you like that?
No, I mean, right, because it's like, but the point is, she's not responsible for me. I have to pay my bills. She's responsible for her baby and for figuring that out.
But
I'm
maybe there was a special program you could have joined, because a lot of people who are displaced and on unemployment, they qualify for a special program of retraining if their industry dies out, which is true.
And who pays for this? I do. I'm a taxpayer. I pay for it.
Well, you still can benefit from it, but needless to say, my client is awake. It's midnight. We've been on the air hour. So I'm cutting to your song Tragedy because this is what this show has become. So go use your penis and go get five women pregnant before any trace of you evaporates on the earth.
That was Epstein's plan. And by the way, for future subjects, Ed Buck, as you know, got
Don't
arrested.
Don't screw
He's
anybody
the guy,
under age 12.
Well, Ed Buck, you know, he was getting all these African-American males. He'd take them to his house. He'd get them high and then have sex with them. And then, he had three of them
Who?
Die. Finally, Ed Buck. Hillary Clinton supporter, major DNC supporter.
Who likes
the pluck. A couple days ago. And,
okay, well, I'll look into it, but... Just so you know, I'd have another baby right now if I could. I have the empty nest syndrome.
Yes. Well, you know, that
but
would be fine.
I'll just wait for Lauren to become a father.
I would give it to you if you would raise the kid to be to wear a MAGA hat.
What's MAGA spelled backwards? Anagram?
Adam? Yeah. That's my president.
I think I'm going to bed in the group home before I have to speak one more sentence to incriminate myself. Have a good night, and I might have another show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, even though we argued. Good night, America.
God bless President Pocahontas.
Amen. Good night, John.
Good night, lady.
now pause for a commercial break. One moment, please.
John Yoder, Vandertree, right. Russian Babis, and Phil Nizem, Elizabeth, Bernie, and Butidok, Butidjaksh. Jane Vandertree, Russian Babis, Namet, Vasily, Svetlana, and Anastasia.
If you need Viagra, contact Walgreens. Good night.
Good night, Babushka.